Hare Krishna. I am in Eger, which is a city of Hungary, and we're having a leadership sangha here, as we call it, Vezető sangha. Vezető means leader. There's about 50 devotees in different leadership positions in the yatra, both full-time devotees as well as congregation members. And we do this every year. We generally have it in January, but when we were scheduled to have it here, there was a snowstorm and the whole country got snowed in. So we had to cancel it. But now we're here, and thankfully it's not snowing today as it was yesterday and the day before yesterday. It was really cold. Unexpectedly, because I've been doing so well recently. I can't remember when I last had a cold. I got a cold just from the change of climate, from coming from Dubai to Hungary. The first day in New Brajadam was beautiful, spring weather, sun shining, but then it was rain and snow since then. Although today the sun's out, clear sky. Let's hope it holds and that the weather warms up. And our sangha this year is of a variety of topics. This morning I'm going to be mainly concentrating on things that we discuss at the GBC, going over some GBC resolutions, then some of the topics that the GBC have been dealing with over the last year. There's ultimate managing authority, meaning ultimate legal authority. Talking about the phenomenon of the four generations. I can't get into too much detail about that, but how religions, different religions, tend to fade away over the period of four generations, say about 100 years. 1% of religions survive beyond 100 years. And we'll be also talking about some management issues, legal issues of the Hungarian yatra. And in the afternoon, devotees have submitted some philosophical topics of interest or some other topics of controversy that we'll discuss both in groups and in question and answer forum. In the mornings, we're having lectures with subtitles, Hungarian subtitles, by Srila Prabhupada, and then some discussion. Tomorrow morning will be dedicated to Varnashram, reporting on how Varnashram developments are going, reviewing the writing of the new book, its framework, getting a feedback from the leadership on what structure the framework has taken to date, and that in terms of subject matter, that's okay with them. And also giving a little Varnashram review about which will continue to focus on the qualifications for becoming part of a Varnashram society, which is being a human being, and you probably all heard it from me before, having the 21 qualities of the human. Have some report from our newly sort of introduced panchayat system, as well as the varnashram representatives throughout the yatra. Afternoon is again dedicated to further discussion on topical themes, philosophy, so on. And then tomorrow is a half day in the morning, and that's training. Radha Krishna Prabhu is doing a training program, leadership training program, and we have lunch, and everyone returns to their place that they came from. I'm not quite sure where I'm returning to. One thought is to stay here so that I can spend a little time chanting and hearing. Another is to go back to Budapest, which is probably what I'll end up doing because, well, I'm not spending this year brunt of the time. I'll be spending in New Rajadam, and so I'd like to be able to put a little input with the Sankirtan devotees for the time that I am there in Budapest. And I'll start off this morning with a little keynote address, which will be followed by a TED presentation, YouTube presentation, which I'm going to put on the link on the articles section. So it's a 10 minutes about quality of leaders. I think you may really appreciate seeing that, whether a leader or not. In one sense, everyone's a leader of some sorts, even if it's just in their family. It's worth a watch. And well, in our keynote address, what's the purpose of our meeting here? Associate together, broaden their vision, get a little more familiarity with Greater ISKCON and the GBC. I don't know if I mentioned that we're going over the GBC resolutions. I think we did. Talk about some of the responsibilities of management, some of the legal responsibilities, especially protecting properties, which Srila Prabhupada was very concerned about. And then, of course, Varnashram and our continued duty to move forward our vision of trying to implement the Varnashram society, deepen our understanding of Krishna consciousness, spiritual values, and here how to be better devotees, better persons, better leaders. That more or less sort of encapsulates why we're here, what's going to take place, and I don't know how many, this is fifth, sixth sort of dedicated three-day meeting, or you can say two-and-a-half-day meeting to this leadership function, Vajatu Sangha, this Sangha, and it's always very successful. And we have a nice venue. Ideally, we have the facilities to do this in New Rajadam, because we have Radhe Resort there where devotees could be comfortably accommodated, where we could be holding the conferences and so on, but it's a little too close to New Rajadam, and all the devotees who are there, they would inevitably be drawn into doing some things, distracted by service, family responsibilities, not come on time. So therefore, the best thing is that we just get away. And this is what we're doing. And it works. Where devotees are not distracted by anything else, and they can really be just concentrate on being together. And being together, we're doing in a very selective way. For instance, we're not allowing friends to stay in the same room. We're just sharing two devotees to a room, or sometimes three at the most in big rooms. But we're trying to do it on the basis of those devotees who don't know each other so well, who don't have regular contact, for them to be staying together, and that way have good association during the flexi time, during prasadam. Of course, we have a great restaurant here in town, so that's where prasadam's coming from. And then we have a lot of downtime after the meetings. Of course, morning program before the meetings. There's also swimming pool here and fitness. These things also allow devotees to see each other and be together in a different type of environment that they're usually not in. A little more than just dealing about things, but dealing with each other. Hare Krishna.